Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
week. Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and listen to
your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
How's everyone doing? It's been a doozy of a week here in the United States of America. We had an election. Didn't go the way a lot of people, including the candidates, thought it would go. So there's been a lot of reaction to it. A lot of it's been pretty goddamn emotional. This is an episode with one of our favorite fucking people, Erin Gibson. She's a comedian. She's the co-host of Throwing Shade. She's a political activist. She's a hero among women. We were so excited to do this episode with her this week. We talk a lot about the election. We talk about the effect already that it's had on some of our gay friends, Muslim friends, and we're bleeding heart liberals that live in Los Angeles, and we discuss how to talk to your relatives who may not have the same political views as you, especially since holiday season's coming up. There's going to be a lot of family time. So if you are a Trump supporter who doesn't want to hear some women talking about their reaction to this, and you're like, I'm here for the slumber party games and the midnight snacks, this might not be your favorite episode. You don't have to listen. But if this is something that is on your mind and is weighing heavy on your heart, then this is a great episode to get you kind of out of your shocked stupor and put a fire under your belly. And we talk a lot about what you can do to be part of this and to help. So there's a lot of activism talking here too, which is pretty fucking cool. So, you know, this is our podcast. We use our voices for stuff that we think is important. So enjoy this episode. We also talk about like chickens and brow grooming and stuff, so like, you know, whatever, it's a mixed bag, but it's a great episode, and we love Erin. We're really, really happy she was able to do this. So enjoy. Thank you as always for listening, and don't be fucking dicks to each other. Okay.
Hey, slumber party, Allie.
Hey, Georgia.
What a week. What a world.
What a world. What a world.
So this is Slumber Party with Allie and Georgia.
Sure is.
For now. Our last episode was Tom Sibley. It was lighthearted and fun and silly.
So naive. So
and
innocent.
Cute and fun. So listen to that and then fucking check in here.
And then what happened afterward?
Oh, the world ended.
Yeah. Caved in.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. We're coming from a place of fear and sadness and searching for hopefulness. And so that's what Slumber Party is going to be today. So if you're looking for YouTube stars talking about their favorite fucking city they've ever been in.
Nope.
This ain't that no more right
nope,
now.
Nope. Not today. I'm a weird mix of like rage and a completely numb anxiety, dissociation. Don't feel like the world is real.
No, it's fake. Let's
okay.
Let's say what we learned this week, and then let's fucking work this shit out with our awesome guest.
Yes, I would like that. Georgia, what did you learn?
I learned that my dad thinks that,
oh boy,
this is gonna fit the theme. My dad, I talked to him today, was a mistake. He voted for Trump. He's a Jew who voted for Trump. Both my parents are Jews who voted for Trump. What's up?
Dad.
He thinks that the idea that Steve Bannon is an anti-Semite is propaganda from the liberal media. Legit thinks that.
What?
Like, said that out loud to me.
Has he read his website? Has he? Where on earth did he get
that
information?
You both look heartbroken. Wow. And this is how I. This is, okay, Allie, what'd you learn? And
wait,
then we'll talk about it.
How did you respond to that?
with fucking, you know, like the like not smart response. Because yeah, I didn't know that people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I didn't know that that's what they thought.
Like shocked, flustered.
Yeah. Sputtering. I didn't know that they could ignore basic facts so much that what a great excuse for everything that you hear is it's the liberal media.
Oh my God.
How easy would that be in life? Allie, what'd you learn?
I'm getting actual
I want to introduce Erin so bad because she just looks
Stricken. Actual goosebumps.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not necessarily election related.
let's clean it up a little.
But I've been reading this really great book called, but it is because it's called The Wasp That Brainwashed the Caterpillar.
Yay.
And
like wasp as in wasp.
Wasp. It's about like parasites in the animal kingdom. And it's essentially about the horrors that animals do to one another for their own benefit. So it's kind of election related.
Is the word wasp like wink and a nod?
Oh.
White Anglo-Saxon. Some
Protestant.
Protestant.
It's all caps wasp.
Wasp. That's what I thought you meant. The wasp that, and we're the caterpillar.
Oh God, that would be so good if that were. Oh,
so
God.
You learn from it?
I learned that there's a fish called a pearlfish, and it lives up the anus of a sea cucumber.
That's up the anus in Alex.
Yeah. And the little ones will barrel in head first, and then the bigger ones have to scoot because they're tapered. Mm-hmm. They have to scoot their butt into the butt of the sea cucumber.
That sounds better.
They roll up into the intestines, and then they just fucking chill there. And they breathe using the intestines, and eventually, like, the sea cucumber is eaten from the inside, and it's all hell breaks loose.
That sounds like our fucking countrymen. Sounds like fucking wasps and what they actually... No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna...
We're just a bunch of two squishy cucumbers.
Clearly, I don't give a fuck about anything anymore. Let's introduce our...
But I will say that I've been reading it... because I'm doing a panel on it, and so I have to read it, and it's making me feel real dismal about people and what they do when they need resources to other living things. Okay, let's introduce our guest.
Shit is getting real. Erin, you look fucking stricken.
I have so many things to say.
Okay. Oh, I want
Erin Gibson.
Erin Gibson.
She's a political comedian. She's the host of Throwing Shade, which is an amazing podcast. Yeah. We've actually both been on it. So
yeah, and I'm really excited because like we've wanted you on forever, and so this is the perfect time because I can't fucking interview anyone. I can't talk to anyone.
Honestly, I was like, when you two emailed me, I was like, we have to do it this week.
Yeah.
Like, it has to happen because because here's the thing. I know everyone is really upset, and so am I, but I am fired up.
Are you? I am
fired up because I was raised in a very dysfunctional family, and I only have success when things are fucking at rock bottom. And I am prepared for this. I have been working my whole life for this.
I love you.
I understand how to fucking push the daisies out from the fucking rotten corpse that is our new
America. I knew we would get this from you. And this is why I don't want to talk to someone. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore.
No, I have all the answers.
Great.
No, that's not true.
We need answers.
But sidebar, I have so many things. First of all, what is your situation with your dad and your mom? Because I know a lot of people who have basically said, don't talk to me until you've thought about this, because it actually is in what your decisions have endangered my safety.
I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I have to go to fucking Chicago with my mom this week. I don't have to. Before all this happened, I was like, I'm going to take them on a trip. My mom and her boyfriend, they live in LA.
They're not divorced and they still vote for Trump.
No, they're divorced.
They're divorced. So they voted for Trump separately.
Yeah, yeah. And they started voting Republican after they divorced. Like, they both were fucking Democrats. So, but I've had 16 years of this to fuck. It's Israel. I've had 16 years to come to terms with this and to learn not to talk to them about it. And so before all this happened, I was like, I'm going to take them to Chicago. I'm going there for a fucking podcast festival. I'm a big time and like take them. It's going to be so much fun. And now I was like, do I not invite them? Do I tell them they can't come? But instead I called them both and I was like, we cannot have a fucking word of politics. Like, that's all I can do.
Or you just have a fun fact every 10 minutes. Oh, mom, did you just see that one of Trump's transition team just said that there was a precedent for concentration camps in the United States? That's interesting. That happened tonight.
That's the liberal media. That's telling. That's
it was on Fox News. Megyn Kelly said it.
No, I can't do it.
The thing is like Glenn Beck is on our side. Megyn Kelly's on our side. Up is down, left is right. This Stranger,
is
you
right.
thought Stranger Things had an upside down world?
Left is
we're in it right now.
Right. We aren't fucking. I'm fucking.
Was the
Nancy.
Okay? Here's my second question. Because I try to be quiet when I'm being introed because I have very guttural reactions to things. But the wasp is the wasp. There's like a thing where, like, is it the wasp that gets zombie wasp? Is that the thing?
Wasps will find a caterpillar, lay an egg under its skin, and then it goes to the brain area and will zombify it and yes. sort of control the brain to do what it wants. And they
which is to go feed their, or like to.
Yeah. Like in one, there's this one ant decapitating wasp and it tells the ant to go to like a certain area in the leaf litter away from the other ants so it can't be found out. I mean, it's some crazy shit, but yeah, it's parasitic wasps.
I mean, you guys, we had a great run here in this society. I am so proud of us for as much as we accomplished, and it's just the end.
It's just
death. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to say what I learned this week.
I forgot to
bring it. This just reminds me of it because I was getting really frustrated, and this is like small potatoes now, but I was getting really frustrated because I felt like every time I went out to do like to dinner or something with somebody, it was just everything devolved into the Hollywood talk that I fucking hate. Like, I don't want to go to dinner and hear about all the pilots that you, I don't like, I would like to have a real conversation about real things. And I think that's hard for people in LA, but this week has changed everything. And it has been really nice to have people who aren't like, yeah, I booked a Taco Bell commercial and it was like, whatever. Like, they put me in a cardigan. I'm not like a cardigan person. Like, those conversations are over and I could not be happier about
it. It's also nice, and we're lucky that we live in a city where like someone could be like, how are you? And you could be like, I'm awful. And they're not like, why? Everything's, you know, they,
right. Except don't do, I found that like there's a guy who works at Sprouts, the grocery store near my house, who twice now has been like, how are you doing? And I say, I'm actually not that great. Like, we have a tyrant running the country. And he's like, it won't be that bad. And every time I start talking to him about how bad Trump is, someone interrupts me as if I'm going to go ham on this guy. But I'm never like screaming or anything. I'm just like, I need to tell this kid that this is scary. This white straight kid.
What do the people interrupt you? Are they like, it's going to be fine? Or they chime in?
They're like, oh, I didn't know that yerba mate came in the carbonated beverage. Like, oh, that.
God. Change the subject, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, it is weird. I am having this like issue with people who are like, everyone is saying, here's the right way to do things. Here's the right way to think and feel. And it's different for everyone, but I don't think we need to be telling everyone else why they're wrong. Like, when you say I'm scared and worried, the person shouldn't be like, well, here's why everything's going to be fine.
Right.
Just like if they say I'm good and happy, you shouldn't say like, you shouldn't be fucking protesting, like, or you should be, you know.
By the way, everything's going to be fine. People just don't want to deal with it. They don't have the ability to get scared, or they don't want to go there. And I'm not interested in being friends with
them. They're more
people.
Fucked up than we are, probably.
I agree.
But don't you think, though, there was such a huge upset that, like, not even he who shall not be named could even thought this was going to happen. Don't you think even the people who voted for him are grieving a little bit?
Yes.
Because everyone in
that's
a little
what's
bit of grief.
Fucked up. You know? I don't think they're grieving. I have to go have a very uncomfortable Thanksgiving with my grandfather, who I love very closely. That's not a phrase anyone uses.
Good enough. Nearly.
I love him dearly, and I have to be like, you need to understand that you've actually put my rights in danger with this vote. Here's your Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to go.
Right. Yep.
And, you know, like, that's sad for me because I don't think he will get it. And everybody.
No, they won't.
No,
that's why when my dad and I were fighting today, not fighting. I was driving home. It was a 3-minute drive. I said my fucking piece. I told him, you know, what I needed to say. And then I was like, I can't. I'm going to leave. I can't do this. And he called me later. And like, I just acted like everything was fine. You can't talk these people
but
out of
I
how
don't
they
understand
feel.
They are our my parents are liberal, so I'm gonna
oh my god you're so
yeah,
lucky my parents voted for Trump my parents voted for Trump, and I sent my dad an email because I hadn't my parents and I email pretty regularly. My mom has MS. She's disabled. My dad has cancer. And so I see my parents a lot. I go get up there. I try to support them in a lot of ways, including financially and in whatever ways I can. And, you know, not to say that I'm like a sugar daddy, but I definitely am, you know, trying to help them through their stuff. And I hadn't written back in a couple days, like just shortly. My dad's like, hey, kiddo, you know, where'd you go there? You okay down in the protests down in the LA? And I was like, yeah, I'm actually fine. I went to one and I'm fine. It was peaceful. Thanks for asking. And I haven't written because honestly, I've been pretty upset and pretty bummed out.
What did they say? Were they just like, stay safe? Or were they like,
I told my dad actually had a nice response. The thing about my dad is like, my dad is really, really kind, very generous, very considerate man. He would help anyone who needed it. And so I don't understand what part of him is actually like, I'm like, which is my dad here? But I run back. I'm like, I'm really struggling with this. Like, this has impacted my gay friends this way. It's impacted my Muslim friends this way. It's impacted, you know, me as a woman this way. Like, my friends have different ethnicities this way, like told him what, and he's like, well, I'm sorry the election didn't go your way, and
not the point.
And like, and said, you know, I always try to look for, stack all the good stuff before the bad and try to see the good before I see the bad.
Would you be doing that if Hillary won though? No,
probably not.
Here's the thing, and you bring up a good point, which I have been trying to tell people, and this is so easy to do from my side because my mom is like a fired up Irish liberal, like menace. She's like, I'll kill them all. Like, she's en fuego.
Fuck, that's amazing.
She's rad. My dad didn't vote, so I'm like a little conflicted about that.
What state?
Texas.
Ooh,
so like,
that's hard too.
But Houston went blue, so it's like he would. He's just like, they're both corrupt, and I'm like, not. I said this, and by the way, I would have a conversation with every single Uber driver because we were on tour this summer, and I was like, Mike Pence is a fucking danger.
Yeah.
It's to not, these people, and you should know he will be in charge, and this is why you should know what he's done. And
you really weren't voting for Hillary and Trump, and the fact that people didn't know that and didn't know they still needed to vote and thought about like the values that each party represents and what they're bringing to the table and the laws they'll pass.
But
that was more important than you fucking hating Hillary.
I know, but here's the thing. If you look at the electoral map, millennial, basically anyone younger than us voted 90% for Hillary. Mm-hmm. So really it's our parents' generations and the generations after who have this binary way of thinking that's like, well, I'm a Republican, so I vote for Republicans. Yeah. And it's like, dude, have an original thought. Like, totally. Think about it for 1 second, because your vote unfortunately matters. Yeah. I mean, really,
fucking, you know, and one fucking baby boomers, my
oh dude, they ruined the environment. We were like, oh, thanks for the acid rain.
Yeah,
like, we're still,
thanks for giving a shit and then fucking, instead of becoming a yuppie, my mom's boyfriend and I talked, and I was like, please don't let my mom say anything political this weekend.
Oof, because your mom is charmingly unfiltered at times.
Yep.
We'll say that about Janet.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I said that to him because he's
spin.
Yeah. He's very level headed. And so I said that to him and he said, okay, but I just want to say.
Don't say but after. Any time but happens, it's like, this is going
to
be bad.
My generation learned that, you know, even if your guy loses, you have to support the other guy. Whoa. And I'm like, that's what's wrong with your fucking generation, is my generation, fucking punk rockers, and you fight the fucking things you don't believe in,
also,
dude.
He came of age in the 60s. Yeah. Are you kidding? Those goddamn hippies?
Yeah.
They were all about protests and the ganja.
And that makes you weak, dude. It doesn't make you fucking, like, a better person.
It makes you a sheeple, man.
Totally.
What do you think? Okay, here's why you are. And I have turned to you so many times on Twitter and on Instagram this week. And just, I'm like, what's Aaron doing? Like, Aaron started donating to shit. I started donating to shit. I was like, what are we doing? Like, what do you think?
As soon as she started posting, like, you and Brian were just like, you just kept posting shit, and I fucking immediately was like, yes,
did the same thing. I was
why
like,
why didn't I think of that? Yes, and did it.
What do you?
It's all you could do in that on that day, because otherwise I was just crying.
Totally.
Yeah, I cry. Oh, we all
did
cried.
Did you see
in
the
car,
ACLU
right?
homepage that day?
That went down.
Yeah. Oh, it went down because so many people were donating.
Yeah, I think so.
Or because of Russia.
Oh,
I don't know. It's conspiracy.
Hey.
Like to start rumors.
I feel like right now. So I just want to say Allie and I are sitting on a bed in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And
that
we're
was
leaning
free.
Against, it was free. Yeah. We're leaning against pillows, all cozy. And I feel like you're telling us a bedtime story because you're on the end telling us about.
But I'm telling you, like, kind of bedtime story that's like, won't let you go.
Yeah. Good night. And you turn the lights off and we just lay there with our eyes open.
Thinking of everything.
For hours.
I want to issue a quick public apology to you, Georgia, and to all of my friends who have worried about the apocalypse, who I said, don't worry about it. Because for years I've been like, stop fucking apocalypse prepping. It's not going to happen. And now I'm like, oh shit, no, y'all were right.
Silver, you guys.
But can I say something about what you were saying about your dad?
Yeah.
The things that you were saying, like the thing of like, oh, I'm really scared, and like those sentiments, I think that's the only way, if there's any hope to getting through to parents, is to come at them like that. Because right. if they see their child hurting, it just gets them in a way that anger doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's, and they may not change, but it's the only option.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
We've been on our show, we've been trying, because we've been getting a lot of emails from people who are like, I'm scared, I don't know what to do. And we've just been giving them the advice of like, try this first. If it doesn't work, then you do whatever you need to do to make yourself safe.
Yeah.
I mean, our friend Angela is starting a support group for people in Los Angeles who've just cut off connection with their parents over this.
Yeah. She was raised Jehovah's Witness too, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
This is no fucking joke. And the scary thing is to see people in your family who you're like, like, I mean, my mom's liberal, my stepdad's liberal, my dad's liberal, but there's a lot of people in my family who voted for Trump. And I'm like, well, we can't have a relationship because you don't understand how damaging your vote is.
And like I just saying, I don't know what to do about that, though. Like, I'm used to it, A.
Yeah.
This, I knew they were going to. They've done it for years and years. When Obama was elected, my mom called crying and said, I'm just really scared for our country. Like, they're not going to.
What?
It's not going to get through to them.
No.
And there's nothing I can do. I
agree.
My therapist was like, maybe tell your mom she can't come to Chicago now. Like, you don't want her there. And I said, well, when she's dead one day, I'm going to be really bummed I didn't have a weekend with her in Chicago. Yeah. Like, she's fucking stupid and naive and voted for the wrong person, but she's still my mom, you know? And like, I know, I always knew that about her.
That's a different thing.
She was stupid and naive.
I think a lot of people, you've obviously like reconciled this with, you know, your relationship with your parents. But I think a lot of people are really shocked and they don't know how to handle it. They're like, oh,
I'm shocked that he won and I'm mad at them for that. But I knew that they would vote for him.
I think he's also shocked. I think he's also very shocked. That's a one thing. Like, the one thing in accepting the presidency, there should just be one box. And it's like, do you want to do it? And if you check no, then you don't get to do it.
Do you know how a bill becomes a law? If the answer is no, you can't do this. No, then sorry.
You don't get
to. The fact that he's like, do I have to live here all week?
Oh, my God.
And the fact that he asked somebody that, like he's not the fucking supreme leader of the West.
Oh, my God.
Do I have to live here all week?
He's going to quit.
You guys, if I rolled
up. He can't. But that's worse. If Mike Pence is in charge, we have a fucking bigot, Christian, fundamentalist, whatever. Actually, an evil clown hiding behind the Bible, essentially.
Yeah.
I know.
Not to, you know. Yeah.
The thing is, if I walked into, say, like a Pete's Coffee and it was like, I would like to be a barista. And they're like, do you know how to do this? I would be like, no. And they're like, please get out. I am not qualified to be a barista. Like, how is it
You know what's
possible?
Scarier? Do you know you don't have to be a lawyer to be on the Supreme Court?
Oh, boy.
Wait, what?
You kidding me?
You do not.
Is there like a
decision? It is not a requirement. Appointment. Just like, hey, Peter Thiel, you started PayPal.
Okay, so
hop on in.
So now that we tagged in.
Yeah.
I get off the bench. Get in the game.
Ginsburg, you're out. Thiel, you're in.
Okay, you guys.
Ginsburg, send her vitamins. Send her vitamin C, send her calcium, send her
I need her to rest. I need her to start meditating. You know how you're like, you have different emotional and visual reactions, like you picture things. Part of me wants to go sleep in a cave forever, and part of me wants to grow chainsaws for hands and just destroy everything. And I don't know what to do.
I like option two.
Well, okay, so all right, so we're all freaking out, and we're all freaking out, but like,
and we've got a chamber of freak out right now.
Yeah, and so like, if the three of us who are like strong women, people are listening to us freak out, they're gonna be freaked out too. Like, what? What are we feeling and what are we waiting to feel? Because I'm waiting to feel on last Friday, I started to feel empowered and started to feel like fucking hopeful that I was going to smash the fucking state. And then a fucking like open anti-Semite got put on the staff. So like, when do we get to a place of work?
Okay, let me say this. For the next 4 years, you will never wake up in the morning and go, I'm going to go have a cup of coffee and just think about things. Yeah. That is over. Yeah. It won't happen anymore. That is your new normal. Okay. You cannot go to a cafe and have laughs with your friends at 8 a.m. because there's going to be too much sad news in the morning and you're going to cry. And that is your new
constantly.
Normal. Okay?
Constantly.
But here's the thing. Then you have your cry session. Number one, the most important thing that you can do right now, and I'm not even joking, is figure out some sort of outlet for your rage. Exercise, Pilates, boxing class. I don't care what it is. You have to have that because if you don't get rid of the anxiety and the anger, you won't be able to be a, you won't be able to move forward in a way that is logical and purposeful. Okay. I really believe that because you're like today. So I've been going to the gym in the morning because we've been in production for the TV show and haven't had it. You can't work out at night after that. You're like busted. So today I didn't work out. And I got on the internet for an hour and a half.
Don't do that.
And I was so worked up. And I was like, that can never happen again. So figure out who your news sources are, who you trust.
Agreed.
And only follow them.
Okay.
There is too much news out there. There's too much garbage. As we saw, Facebook.
Oh, boy.
Was absolutely a part of this spreading of like, oh, the Pope endorses Trump and all this bullshit.
Shared so, millions of times. Also, who's on Facebook? Ladies, like white ladies on Facebook. Your aunt is on Facebook. Your mom, the lady in the cubicle next to you.
It's a million moms. That's all it is.
That's like what it, and who's getting fake news sources and voting based on that?
Yeah.
Like that's, it's funny that if Facebook were still for kids in college, that would have changed so much. But as technology ages, there's like
millennials aren't on Facebook.
Yeah, they're
anymore.
Not on it. They're not on it.
What are your news sites that you like?
ProPublic, which is if you watched John Oliver last year or no, last week, he was that was one that he said to follow. I like Mother Jones. I think they're rad. I still follow the New York Times. They're like my main news source, even though I've been really mad at them because they've done a lot of woman blaming for this election. Like, why couldn't women come together to vote for Hillary Clinton? I'm like, you don't live in the fucking real world where women have internalized sexism and can't actually do things that are in their best interest. I follow bloggers who Anna Marie Cox. I follow I can actually, if you want to put a list up, I can give you like my top five places that I really trust.
What about for, especially since we've
broadly
got
the Vice lady outlet.
For people who listen to podcasts who are driving a lot, who are, you know, say walking their dogs, is there, do you have a good, like, daily, political or news podcast?
Like Digest?
Like, or even like BBC World Report, like NPR News puts out a 5-minute hourly.
No, NPR made me so mad.
Yeah.
I think they are normalizing these transitional people, the whatever team. They're just normalizing.
They're giving information on the thing,
but not the background information. Right. Like the guy from Breitbart, they're not being like, oh, he's critical. Part of the alt-right movement, which is AKA the Nazi whitehead supremacy. Yeah. Like they're not doing that.
Alt-right
and
is
that
a fucking... Okay. I found a podcast recently that I really like called Hidden Brain. And it's a political kind of podcast. And there's an episode called What Happened, and it's just the morning after what the fuck happened. There's one episode where he interviews a woman who is a financial planner that interviewed a bunch of financial planners who represent the 1%. They work for the 1% and how rich people are different than us and what they do and
of course.
Why it's fucked up. It's a really good podcast.
If you look at the voting districts in LA County, guess who voted for Trump?
Beverly Hills. Well, that's the thing too, is my parents think they're going to be rich one day.
Yeah.
They're poor. They're fucking poor. And they think they're going to be rich one day.
Get.
And so they want to protect that now, but they're poor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a, yeah. I feel like if you are buying lotto tickets on the reg, chances are you also are voting for Trump.
My mom.
Oh yeah. My parents buy lotto tickets.
That's
any day now, their number's going to come any day.
But also it's like, so it's aspirational voting,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and people want to be part of a posse. You know, people want to be like part of a rich
part of the
guy's
dick posse.
It literally is like the pussy
cool
posse.
Kids. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's people want to vote for who they want to be. Right. Yeah.
Well, in this Hidden America or hidden, what was it? Hidden Brain podcast. One of the things they said was that when Trump said, I didn't pay taxes because I'm smart during that debate.
Yeah.
People, you and I are fucking horrified by that because we know that taxes are the way that we as a society in America fucking function.
Get roads.
Yeah. Get public services and get, and we're not schools. Trying to beat anyone. We're just trying to live our lives. Yeah. But people who want to be rich are impressed by that he figured out a way not to pay taxes. Like we're not
people
normal.
Were like, that's smart. I wish I
he figured
I
it out.
Do. I want to not pay taxes.
My mom doesn't want to fuck. They do not want to help anyone else.
Go guess what? Then you get to go buy you get to go to a fucking island and you don't get any of this stuff.
Nope.
You don't get hospitals. You don't get roads.
Totally.
You don't get electricity. You don't get water. You don't get any of this stuff.
Totally.
Go have your fucking Branch Davidian compound. Go do it. Fine.
Totally.
I
have fun with that. You know how fucking, you know what? My mom lived on a fucking kibbutz in Israel and she hated it. She lived in a socialist fucking community selling tomatoes for a kibbutz.
Which, by the way, sounds like a dream to me.
Does it?
You know what?
She hated it.
Well, the hardest part about, no, not the hardest part at all. That was a superlative that should not have preceded the sentence. But there's this weird escapist thing where whenever things get too tough, I always just picture myself like on a farm tending goats. And now I'm like, shit, I would be in a county that would be probably very homophobic.
Except when you think about, well, okay,
xenophobic.
Netherlands.
Like, if you get too far from a city, what happens?
But Foster Campbell. Is that his name? The guy who's running for U.S. Senate in Louisiana? He's a fucking rancher, Christian rancher, who's like this guy who's like, I'm all for equal pay for women and I want to raise a minimum wage. And everything he says, they're like, oh, you're a liberal guy in overalls.
Oh,
and so that was okay. That brings me to what I think everything you should do is instead of like getting overwhelmed by like, oh God, the environment, oh, women's rights, the gay rights, whatever. You have to just think of either, there's two approaches. Number one, something every day. So today I made sure that everyone knew I was donating to his campaign. That's what I'm doing today. Tomorrow I'm giving everyone Mike Pence's, Paul Ryan's phone number to call and say, I don't want fucking,
Does this work? Does that work? There's so many things that I'm like, well,
yes,
what do I do?
I left a voicemail late last night being like,
don't let him take over chief of staff.
Yeah, I left a creepy ass voicemail.
Old Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Did it do anything?
Okay. Here's an answer to your question. Did all the people calling in to say they cared about their Second Amendment rights do anything? Did the Tea Party do anything? All they did was fucking complain.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of shit done.
You're right.
I think everyone underestimates how powerful it is to fucking whine.
And to hear that many people. Like, if you don't hear from anyone and you just hear it on your fucking Facebook group, you're like, this person keeps saying this thing.
This Million Woman March on January 21st is going to be off the hook. It's going to be so amazing. I planned tickets. I planned all my travel or whatever on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Today, another friend was like, we're flying into Baltimore and then taking a train.
Yeah, I saw that.
All the trains are sold out.
Holy shit. Well, I'm very happy to donate some money to get some ladies there, but I can't go to protests. I can't go to big rallies. I'm really fucking scared of going to these things.
What is the number? What's the underlying fear?
Well, Allie was saying that you were at one.
I was at a march last Wednesday, the day after. And I was like, there was a moment I went alone. Like I hopped out of an Uber.
That's
and I was
one
like,
of the things you're not supposed to do.
Well, I did see that. I knew I was meeting some friends there later, but I was like, okay. Fuck it. Yeah. I hopped out of a Lyft and I was like, see ya. And then just ran into a crowd
I
and
love it.
Started chanting. But yeah, I was like, oh, this is Georgia's literal nightmare.
Well,
just
you not
crowds
like,
of people, oh, mobs of people, a lot of shouting,
a lot of
police presence, like
something that could turn into a riot super quick. But the thing is also,
but it didn't.
I know.
But I also understand that fear of like, oh, anything could happen at that moment. And you shouldn't be in that situation because it should be something that you feel comfortable
doing. Well, that's
why
I'm saying that like, I think there's a lot of people right now who are like, who are fighting about whether or not, picketing and or what's it called
protesting
works, and it's like it works if it works for you. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't mean I'm a bad fucking
no
you're gonna be
did someone
you're
tell
better.
You that
I've been reading a lot. Like, I have a girlfriend who was like, do you want to go to this protest on Sunday? And I was like, no, but I'll give a lot of money. Like, I've given a lot of money to organizations. And I was like, that's how I'm doing it. But have fun. And I hope you kick ass. And she hasn't fucking responded to me.
It's not, that's not a good attitude to have with our fellow ladies right now, no. Especially who are all on the same side.
Yeah.
We have to let everybody
I just interrupted you. I'm so
what
sorry.
They want. That's all.
What about dudes? Let's talk about dudes.
Oh, they dudes. Should absolutely be there. By the way, my boyfriend was like, I was like, I'm going to Baltimore. I would love for you to come. That's it. And then he got really involved in this whole, like, he's doing a show that stars Brett Gelman. And Gelman this week very publicly, like, cut ties with Adult Swim because of their anti-lady
practices,
Nazi propaganda that they put on air, all this stuff. And after that, he was like, I'm going. People need to see a white man in the audience. And I was like, well, I think there's going to be other white men, but I'm glad you're going. I was like, bring your cardigan. Let's do this.
It is interesting to see. Like, I think that we're like, I get scared of making the men who are feminists and for our cause and like feel like we think that they're all the enemy.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Because no, Vince, my husband, Vince is a fucking great, you know, he just went to this like Mexican punk show over the weekend and he was like, he was one of like three white dudes. And that's why I was like, well, that safety pin you wear that people are like condemning, where I'm like, that's great. They know that you're in the audience and you're fucking there to support them. Like, I kind of like the idea of the safety pin for white men. Does that make sense?
That they're safe.
Will you just explain what that is? Because I don't really know.
So wearing a safety pin now on your lapel or whatever is a message to people who are the message to like
people who are like marginalized,
you know, people of different races, that you are a safe person if something is going on, if they're scared, if they're freaked out.
That's great.
If you're there, and you know, if he's in a crowd of these people who are, you know. And he's the white dude. He's saying,
don't worry, I'm cool.
I'm here for you. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's
like,
I love it.
You know how dogs sniff butts? It's like, nobody's got to sniff a butt, but just check it out. Yeah. I got a safety pin. I'm cool.
That tall white guy with a shaved head is not a skinhead. He's wearing a fucking safety pin.
It started after Brexit. It started in Britain after Brexit. But there are a lot of people who are like, you know what? Your fucking safety pin doesn't do shit. Yeah. And then there are people within the community would then have a backlash against that, where you're just like,
yes, exactly.
Oh, my God, everyone, chill.
Just do what makes you feel empowered and good, and stop fucking telling people why they're wrong to do certain things.
Right. But I do think that there's something about this with a lot of women see some traits in our president-elect that remind them of shit that's gone down. Because even if you've got best boyfriend ever, chances are 5 years ago, you had a run-in with some piece of shit. And he reminds you of that a little. Your boyfriend is great, but our president-elect reminds you of a guy that you may have had a run-in with, and you're still a little bit like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Which
that was horribly phrased.
No, I get it.
It brings me to my other thing that I'm trying to do, which is like, I really want women to stop fucking guys who don't get it. Like, I really want them to stop. Like, you don't have to fuck this person who doesn't agree with anything that you agree. Like, why are people without, like, I get why our parents' generation did it, because they thought they were supposed to do that. That is not expected anymore.
Right. It is this crazy thing of like, I read a
honestly,
lot.
Honestly, like,
yeah.
It's Lizzie Strata all over again.
Yes. But there's plenty of guys who get it. Fuck those guys.
Right. Fuck those guys. Literally.
Yeah.
It is weird to see like girls who are like, he thinks I'm being crazy by saying I want to protest.
And guess what? Like, bye wig. Get the fuck out of that relationship.
Bye boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should be supported. He should be fucking be stoking your fire, not the opposite.
Yeah.
Not to say that Vince doesn't try to talk me down for my fucking panic attacks.
That's different, though.
But it's
don't you
more
think
of
that's
a,
just compassion?
Yeah, and he's empowering me to do something instead of just freak the fuck out. But what was I going to say?
Where do you think for people who are... Okay, so you were giving us some tips on if you're like stunned silent or shocked into like a weird numbness.
Fear,
get out, get some exercise in the morning.
Do one thing a day.
Just
read that.
One thing a day that's for you, because right now we have to take care of ourselves. The last week I've been drinking every night, including tonight. that has to stop pretty soon. I can't do that. That's unsustainable. Exercising, and I don't mean like get up every day and do like 1,000 push-ups. I just mean like go for a walk after dinner or do something, you know, and then figure out one thing you want to do. And whether it's like, if you have a lot of interest, I would say like pick one thing a day and be like, okay, today I'm going to tell people about this thing. Tomorrow I'm going to donate for this thing. And then Wednesday I'm going to go volunteer for this thing, or I'm at least sign up to volunteer.
I love this.
Every day, just do something different. Don't feel like you have to fix everything today and get overwhelmed by the massiveness of what's going on. The other thing you can do is be a one issue person. So you can be like, every day I'm going to do something about women's rights. Period. That's all I have to worry about. Mm-hmm. Because you know there's going to be other... Look, the Bernie bros have the environment, right? We'll have women's rights, LGBTQ, we'll have, gay rights, keeping those all intact. Mm-hmm. And when there's crossover, great. I mean, there's tons of crossover with women.
Has a fight.
Women's rights can be applicable to lesbians, trans women, black women, Latina, like... That's all, you're talking about the rights for all of these women, right? So that could be another way to approach it if you want to just like really dig into something. Also, I recommend getting involved if you aren't in a city and you aren't surrounded by a bunch of people who agree with you. I would recommend, number one, staying safe. Number two, and getting involved in something that you might have to drive to, like the League of Women Voters is an amazing organization. It's bipartisan. It is, from 1918. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pre suffrage. Women's. Yeah, exactly. And it's just an easy thing to be a part of that is just community. Like if you need community, they're there for you. You just might have to search for them a little bit.
I love
you know,
that.
LGBTQ center in the major city near you. I just feel for people who are surrounded by monsters that they feel very alone. But I don't think that is necessary. I mean, look, there are cases where if you don't have a car and you don't have all these things, like you've got to figure that out first. But there are options for you.
And also there are groups online that
hotlines.
People join.
Yeah. Yep.
And Trevor Project is a great hotline.
Yes.
Any other hotlines that you, it's funny how many people on election night, I saw so many people retweeting the suicide hotline and I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
This is like, I've never seen so many of my friends drunk online, like toward the end of the night. I was like,
oh my God.
Oh, this is like, pretty much St. Patrick's Day, like
sad,
level,
but sadder.
Yeah,
drunk, but
or just as sad,
but unexpectedly sad.
Well,
that's
the
worst.
I was at the Parlor, which is usually a really terrible like douchebag bar, and it was just like United Colors of Benetton in there. It was just like it was like the most inclusive bar ever. Everyone was watching the election. It was like high hopes. Then to like when everyone thought that Hillary was going to lose, a guy goes, "Who wants shots?" And 30 people were like, raise their hand. Ugh. And he bought everybody fireballs, which I haven't had in like 10 years.
So
and
gross.
It's so disgusting. And everybody was like, fuck it.
I love it.
I know.
It was I love fireballs.
Oh, you do?
You do?
Yes. You like cinnamon drinks?
I fucking love it, guys.
Ew.
Sometimes I'll just sip and I'll pretend like I have a fireplace.
Who
then I'll just with
you?
A book and I'll just little... Nurse it like a little hummingbird.
Girl. Do you have it at your house?
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
It's great for camping. If you take it in a thermos.
It warms you up?
Yeah, you poured a little tea at night in a campfire.
Mom.
It's like
Mom, your tea smells like vomit.
I know. It tastes like college.
Future vomit.
Oh, it does taste like college.
It really will.
You have shocked me. That's more shocking than your parents voting for Trump right now.
Allie likes fireballs.
I'm not ashamed of who I am.
I went to a bar to meet some girlfriends that night beforehand, and it was too crowded. And so I left and went to my friend's bar, Bar Bandini, which is like this quiet wine bar. There was no TVs, but they had the computer up and like nobody was there. And then I was alone at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And some fucking Australian dude sits next to me and tries to hit on me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I was like, leave me the fuck alone. The world is, my world is crashing around my shoulders and you're trying to tell me about your band.
Oh, and God, he was also like trying to like move in. He's like, she's going to be sad
later.
Do they not understand what finger the ring goes on?
Yeah. How?
You know what was great about that too is I was like, oh, wait, I'm married. I don't have to be polite to you. And I just turned my back to him and just stopped talking to him.
Good.
Good day, mate.
I told a guy to fuck off on the street the other day. I'm angry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, they can all suck my butthole.
Suck my fucking dick.
They can all put their
Someone's getting fucking right pepper sprayed soon. I promise you.
I hope you just straight up karate chop somebody in the face.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Not Steven. Steven's a fucking feminist. Steven Ray Morris of the Percast.
By the way, we didn't even talk. We have the same fucking shirt on. The future
Steven
female.
Shows up. The future's female.
It made me so happy.
That was amazing. I thought I was looking into a mirror except you have a mustache.
Steven is one of us. He's one of the good guys.
You're both wearing the future's female shirt. Yeah. Steven, we pick him up to come to this podcast. Yeah. He's wearing it. We're like, sweet move. We open the door at Aaron's house. She's wearing the same shirt. Yeah. And it was just like,
it was like, the first day you felt like you were okay to wear it.
No, I've worn it before, but...
But I mean, just, like, after the election.
It just... Tonight, recording...
Aww.
It just was like, I need this. You
yeah.
know, like...
It's a themed outfit for this episode.
It felt... Yeah, I needed to wear it.
I have another shirt that I almost wore that just says, wake up, jerk off, cry. That was my other option today.
Very different.
But I'm glad so I went. I think I'm on the men because I chose this one. Yeah.
Oh, it's very, so very good. Different. Well, let's, so I like that. I like your call to action. I like your shit that you're saying is very doable. And I am very overwhelmed by what can I do? There's nothing is
but
enough.
That's how you
so
get
I do
paralyzed.
Nothing.
No. Yeah. You'll get paralyzed. So just take the pressure off yourself. We don't have to fix it all right now. Obama's still president. Let's not
that's
forget
true.
That.
Oh
my God.
And if you ever feel like, I don't know what to do today. I am trying very hard to have like a very clear action plan on all of our social medias, mine and Throwing Shade Media. And it'll just be like, oh, here's one thing I can do today. One of the things was start a group of people who are like-minded who you can meet with once a month, which is not that big of a
commitment. Can I tell you your email made me hopeful? You have sent an email being like, we need to meet up. And yeah. I was like, I'm going to follow Erin. If she feels this way, I can do this.
Oh, well, Jill, who's also in that group, and I know you're not going to be there on Saturday,
no.
But she put together a PowerPoint presentation that just is called Taking Back Our Country. And it's just filled with action plans and it's broken down in such a great way. And she sent it to me and she's like, I hope this isn't too much. And I fully started crying. I was like, this is the most beautiful PowerPoint presentation.
Can I,
ever.
What's it called in when you
Skype?
Can I Skype in?
Yes, of course.
From Chicago, I'll have to take a break from my Republican mother and Skype in.
We can also send you meeting notes.
What if she was there? What if I made her Skype in with me?
Yes.
Oh my God. It's almost like when someone gets a timeshare presentation in order to get a vacation. Yeah. You're going
to
do this
to
your mom.
Sit through this if you want to fly home, mom.
Pretty much.
And buy your fucking ticket.
By the way, it sounds like you both have financial leeway over your parents a little bit. Oh, that you can
that's
hold
one
over
thing
heads.
My therapist keeps saying is like, if you have a little money, you can fucking use that to your advantage.
That's what they used to do to us.
I'm oh, sorry. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's the funny thing is the day before the election, my dad sent a really sweet, sweet email thanking me for a gift I'd given them. It was something they needed that was pretty big. And literally the next day I was like, you motherfucker.
Totally. You don't get this.
But I don't,
you
get,
don't
to,
get it anymore.
But I don't get to buy their choice. Like I don't get to buy their. But the one thing that is that can we address really quickly? One thing that I just makes me seethe so much is
let's do fuck that.
Oh, well, oh yeah. Okay. I was going to talk really quick about particularly the alt-right.
Sorry,
talking about freedoms being at stake when what freedoms are of theirs are at stake when everyone else's is at stake. Like, how do we scream that?
It's annoying that the people who voted aren't going to be as effective. To me, it's like, you're not going to see. Everyone else is going to see how fucked up they are. The fucking minorities who didn't vote for you, they're going to be fucked.
But why I actually think that low income white Americans are going to get hit really hard.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have a real come to Jesus situation because I think they're going to get fucked and they're going to get their healthcare taken away. Medicaid is going to suffer all this stuff. And I don't know another way to learn. You know,
they're not going to, from my experience with my parents, they're not going to A to B. They're not going to put them together.
I think it's financial. I think a lot of it's fiscal. I think a lot of it is.
Oh my God.
It's,
but nobody wanted their taxes raised by Hillary. That's why they voted for Trump.
Raise your fucking, raise my taxes, please.
Yeah. I buy a slightly smaller TV on Black Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From Walmart. But
there's only so much you need.
Target. But the notion of freedom, I'm so pissed that the alt-right has stolen the notion of freedom that is all that
they co-opt all the terms.
Yeah. The left just need is like we just that is something I would love to see freedom take it back, like just a spotlight on the fact
like
that
American and freedom
that
and
actual like freedom to marry who you want, freedom to practice religion that you want, freedom to
do with your body what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Like that to me is the notion that it's just so flipped that it's making me feel completely like, gaslighted.
You don't get to have that. Like you don't get to have that.
Right. Right. I don't
do
know.
You know what I'm really happy about?
What?
That every single troll in that cabinet, whoever he appoints, they are so egotistical and righteous that it's already happening. They're not going to get along. They're not going to fucking agree on anything.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
They're not going to get anything. They won't agree on how they should be hating people.
Right. I like that. That gives me a little hope.
Yeah. How is Rudy Giuliani and Ben Carson?
Oh God.
And Sarah Palin.
Ben Carson said no, though, didn't he?
Yeah. Ben Carson is like, I don't really have enough government.
No.
Yeah.
But he ran for president.
Yeah. Said he didn't have enough government experience, and then they're like, you were running for commander in chief. A brain surgeon. This is the brain surgeon. Nothing makes sense. Maybe he'll get it. Who knows? Maybe he'll get on the Supreme Court.
My friend who's a doctor said, don't trust brain surgeons. It's the least. He's like, people don't like think about all the things that is the brain is so complicated.
Yeah.
How can a brain surgeon know about anything?
They're he's like pokey poke. What does this do? Poke.
That's exactly what he said. He's like that. A lot of it's a guessing game.
No,
unless it's an aneurysm or something like very.
Yeah, because we
obvious.
Don't know exactly what the.
You don't know what you're fucking doing in there.
That's amazing.
Brain surgeons, write in. Let us know how it goes. I do have some friends who are PhD neuroscientists.
That's different though.
Yeah.
They study the brain, correct?
They ain't going in there with an axe pick and shit, you know?
I just think if you're drilling a hole in a skull, chances are you don't care about people. Maybe you care about certain people, but you have a certain...
Yeah, distance.
Certain distance from the human experience.
Ask Rose Kennedy.
Yeah?
What?
Did she have
Do you know Rose Kennedy?
Well, oh, she had a lobotomy. Yeah.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Yeah, yeah. You guys, where can you get one of those?
I
think they're done. No?
They're not doing it anymore.
And I think there is some proof that it actually has worked for a lot of people for massive depression. It actually has worked.
Lobotomy or shock therapy?
Lobotomy. Shock therapy, I know. Yes, but lobotomies too. There's a percentage of people that it fucking works on them.
Just rip a little bit of the membrane between the both sides and just don't worry about it.
It makes most people, it's the same way that LSD works for depression. You know, there's probably a huge percentage that it makes them go fucking out of their mind.
Right.
Question.
LSD works for depression small amounts?
Yes. LSD is, it's why they, in the 60s, they made it illegal because pharmaceutical blah, blah, blah. These LSD and MDMA, when they're clinically prescribed and
controlled,
those are absolutely fucking used for depression and anxiety.
Can we talk about one thing we did do correctly in California?
Please. I haven't even
legalized
looked.
Weed.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but also we like upheld the death penalty and also made it quicker to get the death penalty. So sorry about that. Why are we're the fucking Wild West out here? I mean,
it
literally
really is.
Literally.
We're like, let's kill some people, do some drugs.
Yeah, that's all it is.
get those condoms off my dick.
You've boiled it down succinctly.
If anyone is thinking about moving to Canada, just fucking come to California. Shit's nutty here.
Oh, our legislature is like, come at us, bro.
Yeah. California is, it's a pretty great place.
I would not want to be anywhere.
It's a little bit of a mixed bag just because we're like, we have the LAPD being like, we're not going to deport people. We'll shoot them, but we're not going to deport them.
That's every fucking
girl. We'll pop you one in the buttocks. Just get you right in the tush.
But we're not going to take you to another country.
Yeah. I do think, oh, wait, cut this part out because I completely just lost my train of thought. We were talking about weed.
Okay.
No, leave it. I love that you sound like a stoner.
I don't even
do not cut that out. Come on. It's hilarious.
I'm so sorry.
I love that you did
I
that.
Got my brain started rerouting into police brutality, and then I was like, please. come on back girl.
Is it okay if we leave this in? So
yes, I went up the butthole of a sea cucumber and had to warm my way right back out. But yeah, so election day was it's so funny, you can be in a state that legalizes weed and not even a blip on anyone's, no one cares.
No one gave a fuck, because you know what, like, we were whatever. Behind the curve.
Yeah, we're like, well,
yeah,
Colorado, funny. Washington, Oregon.
You know why? Because the LA feels so fucking liberal, but the everything surrounding us ain't. And so we have this idea of what California actually is, but it's not.
Dude, I've been going to Portland once a month for the last year. It is a Shangri-La up there.
Really?
Oh, like it's exactly the TV show, but in a way, but
in a comforting way,
but in a way, like they make fun of it, but I really love it. Like, oh, I can go to any place, any coffee store shop in the whole city and get an amazing cup of coffee. Yeah. Yes, please. Oh, I stumbled upon a place that makes homemade fucking, croissants. And they're good.
Also, all the exotic dancers get a fucking living wage and like don't have to fucking show their puss. Great.
Amazing. Weed. The weed stores are fucking amazing. They look like they're like so chill and they're just, everything's great. Everything. I mean, the rain sucks, but like all the food is okay. There's a work ethic up there. And look, I understand it was founded as a white supremacist state. I get it. There's not a lot of diversity.
Also, they have the most polluted air because they're in a basin and there is a glass factory there that emits all these chemicals from making the glass, and it doesn't have anywhere to escape because it's inside of the
But it feels not like LA.
Let me bum this out for you real quick.
I don't even think you can. I would rather breathe glass pollution than automobile pollution.
I honestly do think the Pacific Northwest along the coast in the smaller towns is the way to go.
I will go down with the tsunami.
Motherfucking Eureka, California.
I will. I don't care who. Every time you mention that you're in Portland, people are like, it's going to fall out of the ocean after an earthquake. And I'm like, I'm done. I've lived my life.
We had a great run.
Yeah. No, by the way, prayers out to New Zealand, who is going through this, but and shouldn't be. I have to say it because someone's gonna be like, what a terrible time to make a tsunami joke. And it was, and you're right.
It's a terrible time to make any joke, feeling. It doesn't. Everyone's gonna be pissed off about something about this episode.
I hope they harness it into action.
Sure. Well, except they're not against us though.
Okay.
Sorry, Allie, go.
If we still have any listeners that voted, say, for Trump, do we have anything to say to them in terms of coming together, understanding? Yeah. Is there any way they can take their vote back?
Compassion.
Yeah, go get a trans friend.
What's that? Oh, get an actual
trans. I mean, go get a gay friend. Go find a black person and be like, can you hang out with me for a day? Because I think that's what a lot of it is. I mean, your parents are different. They're minorities, but
I have compassion for a big percentage of Trump voters who didn't expect this to happen.
Right.
And didn't. I know. Right. But I don't think, you know, I have that saying of like, not everyone who voted for Trump is racist, but they saw a racist person and it wasn't a deal breaker. I don't think a lot of them expected this to happen.
But here's the other fucked up thing. Hillary Clinton got more votes than any white candidate ever. White male candidate. She's gotten more votes than any presidential white male candidate.
I think we should be working on this right now for the next month or two.
No electoral college.
I think we should.
The electoral college was built so that the South had a voice, and the South doesn't get a voice anymore.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was to count slaves. It was to slave votes could count.
I mean, how do we do this right now?
Horrendous.
I bet we could do this.
The fact that we still base our, who is leading our country based on, you can count these people like
who
livestock.
Who are they? Who is the Electoral College? Aren't they people?
Yeah, they're people, but they.
Who are they?
That's like a great question.
The fucking Illuminati.
It's like Nielsen boxes. It's like, who has a Nielsen box? Who's
are they cool? They're not watching Portlandia.
We don't know. Really? Everyone's weird... watching The Middle? No.
King of Queens? Fuck. Is that still a thing? I don't know.
But Kevin can wait.
Right.
Yeah, oh, he's boy. Back.
Oh, God.
Just keep giving him shows because Nielsen people watch this shit.
Isn't it funny that the show is called Kevin Can Wait, but he actually couldn't wait?
Apparently,
because he's back.
Because he's back.
Another hot wife.
Oh, God. Does he have diabetes?
I don't know.
I see him and I'm like, he's got to have diabetes.
I'm done with that trope.
Now.
Like, you know what? Also, when I see every movie poster and I'm like, oh, cool, Tom Hanks, you're 55 years older than your love interest. You're Tom Hanks. You have the power to not do this.
Yeah.
You're David S. Pumpkins.
Yes.
Get an age appropriate love interest in your fucking movies.
I am actually really fucking pissed off at celebrities and people who, say no to the detriment of your career if you fucking believe in something. The fact that Jimmy fucking Fallon, and we might need to take this out.
No. I mean, I'll co-sign on this.
You motherfucker. He needs to be fucking held accountable for making Donald Trump seemed fucking likable.
And SNL.
For normalizing and SNL.
You do not, you're in a position where you can say, no, I don't want him on. I object to that. And you fucking didn't because you need more money, more fucking power, more fame.
But it's not like SNL was he was being forced on them.
No, exactly.
They don't need equal airtime because it's SNL.
No, I'm sick of people not fucking,
and rubbing Trump's head.
If I go to prison right now, I know, exactly. Mm-hmm. Jimmy fucking Fallon. If I go to prison right now, I'm in a good place where it's not going to affect my career. It's not going to affect my life.
It'll make you more successful.
Yeah. And so what? Just stop needing stupid fucking pointless things in your life at the detriment of your fucking respect for yourself. Right. I hope Jimmy Fallon is fucking pissed off at himself. I hope he hates himself. I don't think he is.
Well, I think what we've learned is as women, it is really important to own your authentic voice. Mm-hmm. That
agreed.
Whether or not it's a vote, whether or not it's speaking up for what you believe in. But yeah, the more we try, and women do this all the time, try to please everyone, try to be everything to everyone.
Polite. Smile.
That is
light and bright.
I talked to my therapist. I was like, I bet you're having a doozy of a week. And he's like,
I said that shit to mine.
Oh my God. He was like, first off, let's not you worry about my experience. And I was like, all right, do you want any tea or anything? And
how can I make you comfortable?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you okay?
He's like, I'm fine. I love my work. And I was like, okay. But my job this week was to notice all the times I say or do things to make someone else more comfortable and to not either not do it or at least recognize, like, for everything from picking a restaurant to being like, oh no, I'll, you know, just whatever it is. No, I also think Trump is great. Like, whatever it is.
I like that.
Just
were you
just
shocked
notice.
At how many times you did it?
Like instantly. Wow. I was even doing it. I was like, I was about to do it in therapy. like, instantly. And I just noticing all the times when I start to take what I want to do or what I want to say and I change it for the benefit of the person.
Like being submissive.
Every time.
Do you know there's a Google plugin that will underline anytime you're doing that in your Gmail?
Oh my God.
What? Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but I think it's pretty easy to find. Someone told me about it. So basically, like, every time I start typing an email, if I put the word very in, it underlines it. And so I remove, like, I don't know, maybe you could, it underlines that.
Like, don't.
Sorry,
don't.
It underlines.
My therapist
is rad. It makes by the way, my emails are so fucking baller now.
Yeah.
And they're not mean.
And people respect you more.
Yes.
You don't need eight fucking my therapist recently was like, here's your new saying that you're saying from now on. You're going to say, when someone wants something from you or asks something from you, instead of being like, okay, I guess I'll think, you know, she says, you're going to say, I'm going to think about that.
That's great advice.
It's great. And then I said back to her, like, later, I was like, okay, so I'm going to say, can I think about that? And she was like, no, you're not asking for, I said one word wrong. Can. Let me. Oh, let me think about that.
Yeah.
Right. No, you do not ask permission. I'm going to think about that, period. As a woman, that's so fucking hard to do.
Yep.
Right.
I did it and it was fucking awesome.
I think that's another thing about women who go into comedy, women who go into media, who go into TV, performing. Like, you do it because you want a voice, and to sacrifice your voice for the sake of more popularity is like such a horribly tragic thing. But it's so hard for people who are who do have a voice, I think there are a lot of people who are entertainers who are worried about alienating this audience, mm-hmm. but then also feel completely strangled. Like fucking, who knows what Jimmy Fallon, like Jimmy Fallon, I'm sure wants to stab himself in the guts, but he should have done it before he had Trump on. But you know what I mean? Like,
but he felt like he had to be like, he had to be the Jimmy Fallon nice guy.
Right.
Character.
But no, and
no
also,
more Mr. Nice Guy. What is this election taught us? Is it the nice guy still?
But also, his producers were like, this will get you more numbers. This right. people watching. This will, like, he's popular right now. And so he said, okay, he fucking.
But Jimmy Fallon, this is the thing. Jimmy Fallon is the number one late night show on TV. He doesn't need to fucking do right. that.
That's my thing of like, you only need a certain amount of money and then you don't need it anymore and you're just being a fucking greedy bitch.
What do you think that number is?
Depends on the person and their family, how much with their family and where they live, and you know.
What is it for you? What's your perfect number where you're like, okay, I cannot worry anymore?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. It depends on where I live, but like right now, probably 300,000, 400,000.
It's just stuffed in the bank, just like in yearly
in savings, in cash, yeah, in savings,
cash, liquid.
That's
cash
not a lot of money, really.
This is a pretty good amount of money,
right?
$250,000,
quarter
that's
million.
A good amount. That's a good
to save. That's hard to do. That's totally. That's why it's a good number.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would want around that to feel like. You know what's so funny is like,
you know, it takes like $2 million to retire.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus, I know. What are you doing, dudes?
This is
no, because that's like if you retire at like 60, you yeah. still have like maybe 30, 40 years to live.
60 yeah. too young now. My parents are 71 and they're not near retirement because they can't be, but also because they're fucking with it.
But yeah, I think about, and I've thought about this since I was like in college, is like, I need to make enough money to help my family out, my parents. If they need anything, my sisters, if they need anything. And then once I'm done doing that, then I can think about saving for retirement and college funds. And then I can have kids, which is why I'm 40 Jesus. And never going to have a kid. It's because I've never had enough money saved away to feel like I could take care of everyone.
No, I have the same. I have the same thing about my dad. I'm like, I have to make enough money to make sure my dad's okay.
Yeah. Is that weird?
Well, I think the baby boomer generation.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
But the baby boomer generation is a very specific generation that needs to be parented.
Oh, for sure. My mom.
And that's the problem because now we don't get to have our families because that's who they are.
My mom and I only get along when I treat her like the child.
Yep.
In a relationship.
By the way, which is why I feel like there's this topping from the bottom thing that we can do, that people can do with their Trump supporting parents. Like, no. It's bad.
You did wrong.
No.
Bad.
You vote for Clinton.
You finish your piece.
Yeah. Yeah. You voted for him once. You need to follow. You voted for Clinton before. You need to fucking
here's your
follow
homework.
Through.
I want you to read about everything about Breitbart on your own. Don't listen to the news.
No, white
Zinfandel.
Should
we fuck that?
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed and exhausted and happy and hopeful.
I feel charged.
Charged.
I feel like I put my crystals in the moonlight and I feel charged.
It's all there. And by the way, every single motorcycle dirtbag lives in my neighborhood. That's why you're hearing just
yeah, and your neighbors from have your neighborhood kids, right? Because they clonk around like motherfuckers.
Just all to like under five.
This is an etiquette question. Can I go up to a parent mm-hmm. with a child in public and say, have you saved for their college fund yet?
Oh, yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Just freak people out.
Yeah. I just want to know. I was like, hey.
It is your right as an American.
By the way, I gotta show
oops,
the
am I yelling at your neighbors with your window open?
She's about to talk shit on her neighbors.
They have two kids. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm whispering, but you can hear me in the mic, right? Okay, they have two kids. And so this building's about to get demolished. And I saw, by the way, they're nice.
I'm sure.
They're fine. And so she was like, she's like, oh, I heard you crying the other night over the election. I was like, well, you heard me and my friend Allison because we were crying together. And then she was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, yeah, we were talking about the election. And then I looked down and she's pregnant. So they're about to have a third kid. This is a two-bedroom duplex. Ooh. And we're about to get kicked out. And not to mention, they also have chickens.
Wait, chicken? What if that was something I was scandalized by?
It should be because you've never woke. One of the reasons I can get up early without any problem is because chickens wake up at 6 a.m.
That's not okay.
And they're in the back where my bedroom is.
What the fuck?
I wake up every morning to...
this is not how you fucking... This is not... Okay.
No, no, it's okay.
I'm just telling you in real life. All right, let's fuck that.
What if the neighbors are like, someone's screaming about chickens? It can't be about us, though.
Yeah.
It's not about us. It's probably not.
No, oh, and they came over and they were like, so we got some chickens because the girls had chicks at their school. So we were just like, oh, we'll just have chickens. And I was like, you know, they're illegal city. You can't have chickens in the city.
I think you can have chickens, but not roosters.
There was a rooster for a little bit.
Oh, well, that'll fuck your shit up.
Oh, you know, you can. This is what else is fucked up. I was mad about the rooster, but then he was like, oh, yeah, I took the rooster to this place where you can just drop a rooster off. And I was like, and what do they do with it? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, so you just dropped a toddler.
It's called KFC.
And you fucking just had it murdered.
Oh,
this whole thing's fucked up. It's all fucked up. And the chickens are in the back. And there's raccoons that live in the trees. Yay. And they're trying to get at the fucking chickens. Oh, it is like full country up in here.
And you're right. Like, can we say we're in West Hollywood, like condensed fucking area?
Yeah. I'm right by the fucking Target and I'm dealing with chickens and raccoons.
Wait, what if there was an app that at sunrise you had a cock-a-doodle-doo alarm and it just got you on a farmer schedule? You know what I mean?
I bet that's what rooster I guess alarm.
You know what? You could also just get a rooster. It's cheaper. It's analog.
Don't you? Wouldn't you rather wake up to Beyonce?
I actually would.
Beyonce?
No, you're not a Beyonce fan? Oh, no, I would. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I'll wake up to Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce crowing would be great.
Yeah.
Can you get her doing that?
I appreciate any entertainer that goes out of their way to say they're a feminist and to support it. Good job.
You know, she gets a lot of slack because from some feminist writers who are like, she's co-opting, she's like using feminism for like monetary gain, to which I say, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but it looks good and it works.
And it works. And she's saying the right thing and I'm on board.
Yeah. I think we need to take back freedom and feminism in terms of...
And politically correct.
Yeah.
That's just being not a piece of shit.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But that's a negative word
now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys are conscious of other people's feelings.
You guys are 2PC. Great. Yeah. Compliment accepted.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. You guys don't judge people on their fucking book and cover.
How come you're not...
Good one.
How come you're not carving a swastika into a car? Yeah. Well, because I'm PC.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, what are you, politically correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm a good motherfucking person.
Matter of fact. Wait.
Motherfucker?
So let's do fuck that.
Oh, what's yours, Allie?
Okay. With one thing that you hate.
So much.
One thing you hate.
Oh God! Where does one start?
I mean, where
does it start? Georgia, you start.
Because I mean everything.
Yeah, everything. I hate everything. Oh. You know what I hate? I hate when you post something on the internet in a way that you would like to be positive, and then before you know it, it's a shitstorm of terrible comments. Mm-hmm. And I hate it when people insult each other on your threads, because then you want to break it up, and you want to be like, you're like, do I have to? I don't want to delete and censor people, but don't start a shitstorm.
Yeah, especially when you believe one person's side and you don't want to delete them because then they're going to be like, why did I get deleted? And you're like, I'm deleting you because you're arguing with someone, not because I don't believe what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a dumb fuck that, because like, who's going to be like, no, I'm into that. But I mean, I also, we also got some chickpea hummus earlier that was like so bad. Fuck that.
Okay,
so hard.
I have to get new Invisalign shit because I didn't wear my fucking Invisalign enough.
You did a full like... junior high faux pas.
Yeah.
You didn't wear your retainer.
Like, not enough. Yeah.
Wait. Backtrack.
Yeah.
Your teeth look fantastic.
Do they?
Yes.
Thank you.
I was going to post a picture of us from last year, and I was like, oh, Georgia's smile looks different now. And I noticed, I was like, oh, so wait, what happened though? You don't have to start from the beginning.
No. I have 7 trays left, and I had to go redo
God
them.
Damn.
How many more weeks? It's like, it's almost like you almost got paroled and they tacked on some for bad behavior. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's going to be a little while. That sucks. I'm mad at myself. By the way, I'm a goddamn adult. I want
to
get them.
But you should get used to it because you got to wear that retainer at night.
Fine. Forever. I'll wear it at night. But like all day during the day, I'm drinking coffee and I'm fucking talking on the phone and like working and shit. And I can't wear my fucking Invisalign all day. But
I know.
What do you hate?
I had Invisalign.
Did you?
Yeah. I want Invisalign.
Just let them tell you about black triangles.
What?
Black triangles are things that you can get when you get Invisalign where your gums don't fill in between the teeth. I have them. They're very small.
What?
But when they showed me the rendering, it was like, full jack-o'-lantern spaces in between my teeth. And I was like, what is this shit? And they were like, it's black triangles. Don't worry. They won't be that big.
Oh my God. I don't have those.
I didn't know about that. Some people don't, but I guess the way my teeth are shaped that it happens.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy. So just be like, what's up with black triangles? And they'll be like, oh, I guess I have to tell you about black triangles.
Oh my God. I really thought this was going to be related to the Illuminati.
I wish.
Like 100%. I was like,
probably is.
I really wish.
Aaron, what do you hate?
What's don't like it when people aren't talking about their election this week. It makes me really mad and I want to kick him in the face.
Yeah.
I was at dinner the other night by myself. Don't feel bad for me. I had a great time.
That sounds amazing.
And there were two people on the date and this is what the guy said. Don't tell me you listen to Dave Matthews Band in college.
Oh boy.
large space of time.
Oh God.
I did.
What?
No.
Oh God.
That's crazy. How can you say that? I was like, we literally have a fucking dumpster troll as our president, and you're mad that she who gives a fuck about Dave Matthews? You're not allowed to be mad about Dave Matthews now.
You're not.
You can't.
Not today. Not today.
Yep. Let's end on a positive note, because everything is a fucking shit show.
That's a good idea. I have a great thing that I love.
What do you
this
love?
Is a, well, and this then, is fuck that. This is something you love so much you would lay it down. You would slow bone it.
Yeah.
You touch it on the face, and it could be anything. It could be ephemeral. It could be human. It's none of our business.
No. Okay.
I discovered a hashtag. It's called Mugshot Mondays. Don't get excited. I just realized I'm going to say Mugshot Mondays. You're going to be like, oh my God, this is so exciting. It's actually just about mugs.
Oh my God.
Like coffee mugs.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
So
it's a pun.
Yeah. You click on Mugshot Monday and it's all these people with their hand hewn ceramic mugs.
Oh my God.
All kinds of drippy glazes. Sometimes it's a kitschy mug. So that's getting me through it right now. Okay.
I dig it.
That's getting amazing. Me through it.
Get it. Get it.
I'm sorry.
My fuck that I love is that I, a couple weeks ago, went to San Francisco and posted a photo holding my favorite ice cream sandwich in the world. And it's it.
Yes.
From Northern California that everyone loves. Amazing. They fucking emailed me.
Hello.
And were like, can we send you a motherfucking box of mixed flavors? Got it today on dry ice, which seems so fancy to me.
It's basically first class mail.
First class mail. And it was like, there's like a pumpkin one and a green. Like, I just love that. It makes me feel powerful.
I mean, that you can just will ice cream like that.
I got a box of motherfucking, like, that's been my favorite fucking ice cream sandwich forever.
How many did you eat?
None yet.
Oh,
I'm waiting because I want to have a it's it party or something.
Oh, ever since I've known you for like 10 years, and that is something that you have consistently had a boner over for a decade.
Like, totally.
One of your first birthdays, I remember trying to find It's It's.
You did. Because they weren't available anywhere in LA.
I know. They were hard
to find.
But
they sell them here now.
They
do now,
they have them. Or you know what? You just be Georgia Heartstark and get them fucking shipped on their house.
It makes me feel like, I've made it.
Yeah, you have. You have.
If you whatever you say you like on the internet comes to your front door.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. You don't need that much money. You just need fucking influence.
I'm actually shocked you didn't vote for Trump with that kind of...
I don't know. What do you love? Let's end on your love.
Yeah. Okay, this is I've really come around to Birchbox.
Yeah.
At first I was like, I got it as a present for being in a wedding, and I was like, I don't want all this shit. I don't need this garbage. I'm a plain lady who needs one mascara. Well, two things came in that box that I absolutely love. One of them, and I know it's supposed to be one thing, but I'm going to wrap it into two because it's cosmetic. One of them is a brow. Also, this is the most superficial thing I could ever say in my life. A brow fill-in that is like from Benefit. That is the best fucking, it's a gel and a fill.
Okay.
Oh my God. And so you get it all done in one thing. Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl, but it's Benefit. And then they also sent me this thing that has made my life so easy. Okay. It's a sample of a bronzer and a blush.
Oh.
And so you're supposed to put the blush on and then you put the bronzer underneath. And I was like, fuck it. I'm mixing them. So now every day I mix them. I put it on as blush and eyeshadow. I put my brow gel in and my mascara and I walk the fuck out the door and it takes me 3 minutes and I'm so happy because I look like I have makeup on, but I did nothing. And I really am pranking the world.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's pranking the world.
I'm like, all makeup is.
They're yeah, that's all it is.
It's all it's a, just I an have, optical illusion.
I have had a thing this week where I haven't worn makeup or a bra because I'm like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I'm not fucking doing this for you anymore.
You're like, you know what, men? I fuck you. Look at my tits better.
Society.
It's here actually they cuter. Are. But this you're cuter really without a like. But like tits are cuter without a bra. That's the true. Worst Shit. Part though. You're like, I'm not even wear a shirt. I'm not gonna wear a shirt or a bra.
I'm just gonna nipples out.
Georgia, you're half naked in the street.
Everyone wants to see that.
Ma'am, we need you to put something on.
Yeah. Aaron, tell everyone where they can stalk you online.
Oh,
gently.
You can gently stalk me at Gibblertron. That's my last name if I was a robot. GIBBLERTRON. And then Throwing Shade comes out Thursdays, and then we'll be on TV next January.
Yes. So
yeah. We're going to be doing a full feminist and gay news program with sketches.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And we are trying to kick the door in, and I hope we do it.
What network?
Oh, TV Land, which is totally rebranding. They've got like a bunch of like hip new shows.
That's awesome.
It's not, just,
there.
It's not just the Golden Girls anymore.
Oh my
but
God.
But it's still the Golden it's Girls. Still
yeah,
you
guys,
can have a vote.
You guys fucking deserve it. I'm so excited.
We're really excited. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. We're really
and the
excited.
The podcast is so good.
So good. We've been fired up lately. I mean, I hate to say it, but like it's, I feel like because we talk about women's and gay issues all the time, like we're really deep into it. And I was getting very depressed about it because I felt like, oh, in an Obama administration, like it's really hard to do these like minute little, like this thing is happening you may not know about. And now I feel like everyone's hearing us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like Back getting in. What we're saying, and it's really nice.
Well, honestly, if any listeners don't follow you, definitely hop on board and follow your shit, because you have been such a beacon of good advice and sanity and appropriate amounts of indignation. And it's been it's been so helpful.
I can keep it up. I hope I don't get burned out. That's really what the exercise comes in. I think that's important for everybody. And I hate to sound like Suzanne Summers, but
no, if you get burned out, you're going to find something else that you're going to get fired up about, because that's the kind of person you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's fine. You've been a feminist lighthouse for all of us lost in the dark, and I appreciate it greatly.
Well, you know what? You guys are doing your part. You're out there advocating, going to marches. You're
not going.
But you're donating. I mean, you're doing all the things that you should be doing in the way that you want to be doing it. It doesn't matter how you participate, as long as you participate.
For reals.
Make it rain for the cause. I wish you could donate to charity in a stack of ones.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. That is what a strip club is though.
Well,
essentially.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for coming over to my house. Thanks for hanging out on my comfy guest bed, which is a bed that I was given.
I'm sleeping here right now. I'm so glad that
so good.
None of us had our period on it.
Oh my God.
Thank you guys.
We would have handled it. I've got plenty of organic tampons. Non-bleach.
Pass. No, thank you guys for listening to Slumber Party. Let us know what you think about this and our new iteration and what we should do about it. For reals. Yeah. AllieandGeorgia@gmail.com. Email us and tell us what you want out of our podcast. It's been a weird change in America.
What do you want from us?
What the fuck do you want?
What do you want?
Thanks to Feral Audio and to Stephen Ray Morris for being our audio engineer. And
good night, you guys.
Bye, you guys.
Stay strong.
Do
believe.
It. I'm sorry, say that again.
No, it was too sincere.
Bye. Feral Audio.